Sagt die Mishnah weiter, was sagt der Schwuas, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Zayin. This person says to Reuven and Shimon, Mashbiya ani aleichem, I impose a Shwuah upon you, im leisavayu, if you don't come, you say duni, and say edis, shani kayin that I'm a kayin. Apparently, some people didn't believe him that he was a kayin. But you know I'm a kayin. And they swear falsely, they deny it, and it turns out later that they did know that he's a kayin. Or shani levi, that I'm a levi. Or that she'eini ben grusha, I'm a kayin, and I'm not a ben grusha. My father did not marry a grusha, which would have meant that I am possible to do the avayda. Or she'eini ben chalutza, or my mother did not get chalutza once. When a man dies without children, it's a mitzvah for his brother to marry the widow. That's called yivum. If he doesn't marry, he has to give her chalitza. Midrabanan, a kayin can't marry a woman who previously received chalitza, because it's too similar to being divorced. If he does, the child can't do the avayda. So he says, you know for a fact that it's not true. Please say edus on my behalf. So l'maisa, the edim would not be chayv for shvuas edus. Why? Because there's no money involved over here. To be chayv the carbon for shvuas edus, there has to be kfira in regard to something that has money. Now we have a case where somebody goes over to Reuven and Shimon and says, look, my friend is having a problem. He's a kayin, some people don't believe him. I'm a shbiya you. You should testify on his behalf that he's a kayin or that he's a levi. He's mashbiya them, they should say, she'ish pleini kayin that so-and-so is a kayin. She'ish pleini levi that so-and-so is a levi. She'enoi ben gerusha, that so-and-so is not the son of a divorced woman. She'enoi ben chalutza, that he is not the son of a woman who received chalitza. Now here too, there's no shvuas ha'edus. Besides the fact that there's no tfiyas mamon, but the halacha is, shvuas ha'edus is only when the person himself says, testify on my behalf. It's very nice, he's worried for his friend. But he doesn't have the power to create shvuas ha'edus, to be mashbiya them on this, in such a way they should be chaya for a carbon shvuas ha'edus. It's only the friend, the one that it's negeya to. Vaitra says the Mishnah, uiz mashbiya the edim sha'onas ish pleini as bitoy, that so-and-so forced my friend's daughter, or Pito's bitoy, or convinced my friend's daughter. There is no shvuas ha'edus. V'shechaval bi b'ni. Now remember in the previous case we had, my son hit me. Here it says, my son inflicted a wound in me. Or, v'shechavl b'chaveri, my friend inflicted a wound in me, v'shehidla gedishi, or lit my stack of tefuah, b'shabbos during Shabbos. In the previous case we had, where the friend inflicted a wound in him, and lit his gaddish on Yom Kippur. Now on Yom Kippur, there's a chi of karis, not a chi of misa. So memele, he's still chai of money. That's why in the previous case, the wash will say this. But over here, in all these cases, the last three, if his son inflicted a wound in him, or his friend inflicted a wound in him, or lit the Gaddish on Shabbos, there's a chi of Misa for that. And Memela, once there's a chi of Misa, we say, come with an Abmene, he doesn't have to pay any money. And if you don't have to pay any money, there's no Shvuas Eidus. So again, someone's Mashbiya Eidim to testify on his behalf that he's a Kayan, that he's a Levi, that he's not a Ben Grusha, not a Ben Chalutza. There's no Shvuas Eidus because it has nothing to do with money. That so-and-so is a kayin, that so-and-so is a levi, that so-and-so is not a ben gerusha, not a ben chalutza. Here there's an additional reason. There's no shvuas ha'edus because shvuas ha'edus is only when it comes from the person himself who needs the testimony for himself, not this person who's trying to be nice to his friend. And where there's a chi of misa, there's no shvuas ha'edus because he's part around money. He wants the edus to say that my son inflicted a wound in me or that my friend either inflicted a wound or lit my goddess on Shabbos, think that there's a chi of misa, there's no money, and therefore they're potter. Now really where he's coming on behalf of his friend, the Gemara says, it's not just that he decided to be nice to his friend. The Gemara says he came with a harsha. Harsha means like a power of attorney. A power of attorney means, when I say to you and I give you a shtar, you can act on my behalf. I don't know how to taina for myself. Whatever I need, you do it for me. You ask for me. Now, under normal circumstances, when you give someone a shtar asha, it's as if it's the person himself. The problem over here is that we're talking about money that never really came to him yet. On money that never came to him yet, you can't write a shtar asha. Either way, the bottom line is, if it's not about money and it's not about yourself, there is no shvuas ha'edus.